WTIC and WTIC HD Hartford.
The death penalty stays in Colorado. A pedestrian dies after being hit on 84, and Amy Schumer takes on gun laws. It's 89 degrees and sunny at 3 o'clock. I'm Ann Carrick, WTIC 1080 News. In Colorado, the death penalty will hold. Jurors will not take it off the table as an option for James Holmes. Holmes has been convicted in the 2012 attack that left 12 people dead and 70 injured in a movie theater. A tractor-trailer versus pedestrian collision just before 4 a.m. this morning has left one person dead. State Police Trooper Kelly Grant says the man was in the right lane on Interstate 84 westbound between exits 32 and 33 in Plainville, but the reason why is unknown.
Upon troopers' arrival, they discovered the pedestrian was a fatality. At this time, they do not have an identity on the pedestrian, and they are asking for anyone's help.
Anyone with information is asked to contact Trooper Krinsky at 860-534-1000. The highway was closed for several hours during the investigation. We also asked Trooper Grant about You Drive, You Text, You Pay, the campaign by police to crack down on texting and driving, which is underway. Grant says the campaign runs through August 16th and is similar to the one conducted in April.
Back in April, DOT did report an approximate 8% drop during the April campaign, and nearly 16,000 citations were issued for operating a vehicle while using a handheld device.
Grant says troopers will be in stationary locations in both marked and unmarked vehicles. Fines start at $150, and by your third offense, it'll cost you $500 each time. The message, ditch the distractions while driving. Comedian and actress Amy Schumer joined her cousin, New York Senator Chuck Schumer, as he unveiled a plan to make it more difficult for violent criminals and the mentally ill to get guns. Amy Schumer says last month's fatal shooting at a screening of her film Trainwreck in Louisiana was senseless.
I was completely devastated, and I wanted to just go down to Louisiana, and then I was angry.
Tiffany Stevens took the plea deal of a 5-year probation and orders to stay away from her ex-husband. She was accused of trying to hire a handyman to kill her then-husband during a custody battle over their daughter. In December, jurors were unable to agree on guilt or not for attempted murder charges. However, now she is convicted of inciting injury. A vigil was held today at Hartford Distributors to mark the 5th anniversary of a deadly shooting spree at the beer warehouse. An attacker fatally shot 8 people before taking his own life. Lou Spettaccini was mayor of Manchester at the time.
There were so many acts of courage and of kindness and valor in the days following. I mean, it began with the first responders who really, their actions on that day became a model for the nation.
The gunman, Omar Thornton, began shooting coworkers after a meeting at which he and managers discussed allegations that he'd been stealing beer. Thornton was facing losing his job. And President Obama says cutting power plant carbon emissions will go a long way to reduce the ill effects of climate warming.
With this clean power plan by 2030, carbon pollution from our power plants will be 32% lower than it was a decade ago.
Obama says climate change is a reality that must be addressed. It's 303, 89 degrees at WTIC. We'll be right back with traffic and weather.
Hi, friends. This is The Sun with hot news.
Do it today.
Take a look at the roadways for you. In Southington, Route 322 remains closed between Canal and Clark Streets because of a water main break. In Hartford, 91 northbound is slow 28 to 29. And 95 northbound in Greenwich, 3 to 5. And then 95 both directions between West Haven and New Haven. That's between exits 43 and 46. Let's get over to the Fox Connecticut Weather Center and our full forecast with Sam Zampieri.
Good afternoon, everyone. No weather problems for your drive home. Just have the sunglasses, of course. And the outlook for your Wednesday now, mixed sun and clouds, less humid, upper 70s to lower 80. I'm meteorologist Sam Zampieri.
And your markets are down. The Dow is off 169. S&P has lost 14. NASDAQ has dropped 29. It's 88 degrees and sunny at 306. I'm Ann Carrick, WTIC 1080 News. Time for sports with Jody and Gresh live from Newport.
Now, from Connecticut's undisputed sports leader, Jody and Gresh, talk sports on WTIC 1080.
Oh, how great is it to be in the state where Gresh was a football icon in the mid-90s? We are live from the American Athletic Conference Football Media Days.